This is program number LW2729. Well, have you ever heard of Nero? Hi, this is Larry West. Nero Domitius was the sixth emperor of Rome way back in AD 67. He was a madman. He reigned for 5 years, and it was a reign of terror. He hated that new religious group that was spreading like prairie fire throughout the Roman Empire. They were called Christians. Now, Nero was imaginative with his cruelties. He had some of those Christians sewed up in the skins of wild animals, and then he had them pitched out to be eaten by wild dogs. Others he dressed in shirts made of stiff wax, and then he tied them against trees and set them on fire in his garden. Now, Nero is just the one who got all the credit. He's the one who made the headlines, but he was not alone in what he did to these people called Christians. You see, later on, the Emperor Domitian was just as cruel. He first slew his own brother and then raised a second persecution against the Christians. And you know what he did? Well, it's incredible. When any of the Christians were brought before the magistrates, a test was proposed when, if they refused to take the oath against Christ, death was pronounced. And among the various kinds of punishments were, of course, imprisonment. But there were also racking, searing, broiling, burning, scourging, stoning, and hanging. Many were lacerated with red-hot pincers, and others were thrown upon the horns of wild bulls. After having suffered these cruelties, the friends of the deceased Christians were refused the privilege of burying the remains. The first Christian martyr was Stephen, and his story is found in the Bible. He was stoned to death. You probably heard about that. But have you ever wondered what happened to Peter? You know, another one of the main characters in the New Testament. History says that Peter, after having spent 9 months in prison, was brought out for his final execution. He was severely scourged and then, like Christ, taken out and crucified on the cross. There was one exception to the way his crucifixion was done, though. Peter, by his own request, was crucified on that cross upside down. The Apostle Paul was finally beheaded. John, the one Jesus himself spoke to from the cross, telling him to take care of Mary, Jesus' mother, John was the only apostle who escaped a violent death, the only one, and he was nearly 100 years old when he died. Then, so says history, hundreds and thousands of others during those first years met cruel deaths. In the famous book, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Fox says, "Perhaps one of the most dreadful events in the history of martyrdom was that which took place at Utica, where 300 Christians were, by the orders of the proconsul, placed around a burning lime kiln. They were commanded either to sacrifice to Jupiter or to be thrown into the kiln. Unanimously refusing, they bravely jumped into the pit and suffocated immediately." Now, why do you suppose these guys would go ahead and die in such a way? I mean, what motivated them to walk through fire, to be beheaded, to walk over thorns, nails, and sharp shells, to be scourged till their sinews and veins lay bare? What made them suffer every kind of torture imaginable? And in spite of all the suffering, history says that the persecution actually motivated people to become Christians. I think a fellow named Ignatius told the secret when he said one day, "Let the fire, the gallows, the wild beasts, the breaking of bones, the pulling asunder of members, the bruising of my whole body, and the torment of the devil and hell itself come upon me, so that I may win Christ Jesus." These people saw in Jesus Christ something worth dying for. You know what it was? Life. Life is that precious jewel worth dying for. You see, it's Jesus Christ himself who said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." He says, "Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." You see, life is worth dying for. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.